Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
How are you? You just got back from your fifth USO tour, so you can tell us a little bit about that and what you experienced over there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, gladly. By far the most incredible thing, I said this before, so I'm repeating myself, but by far the most incredible thing that I have been able to be a part of since this whole crazy life started, since Idol, has worked with the USO, because what they do, I think, is so important. They take a little piece of home to our servicemen and women overseas, and Lord knows they need it. So we were blessed to be able to go to Kuwait and perform there, as well as Afghanistan again. And, you know, it really is a moment to just say thank you. And like I said, take them a little home, little piece of home. It's truly, it's incredible, and it's just, it's so wild, the sacrifices that they make that we don't even know about. You know, and not just our service men and women, but their families as well. You know, to sit and know that your husband or your wife is in Afghanistan fighting a war, that's pretty hard. It makes it hard to sleep at night too. So I think it's wonderful that what they do, and they've allowed entertainers to be a part of something really great. So it makes a difference.
We're going to have to go quick with some production schedules. We're going to go Nancy and one more.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, Kelly, can you tell about who you were sitting with last night?
It
was a soldier, correct?
A Marine, an retired Marine. I met Sergeant Sean a few months back at a Hope for the Warriors 5K walk that Nicholas Sparks was having. And we met there, and he had invited me to attend their gala. And I told him that I was not able to go because we were leaving for our USO tour, so... I was going to Afghanistan. Of course, if anybody's going to understand, he did. And I said, but you want to come to the CMT Awards, you know? And he said, all I can do to get my husband to sit through anything, you know, like that. So I had him on my arm, and his dog, his service dog, Rusty, and it worked out really great. It worked out really great. And he's with my husband now. He's doing a songwriter show at the Hard Rock. So, and then they're all meet up again tonight, so... I think I made a good friend for life.
That's awesome. Those shoes look too cool to hide.
Huh?
Those shoes look too cool to hide.
I've worn them a lot, but they're my little, you know me, I got them too. Well, I'm like 5-0, so this really, if I take this off, I'll show you something. Don't tell anyone. I'm sure you will. If not. Yeah, true story. So these help me reach things. You're not good to run in, though.
Becca, we're going to finish with you.
I was just wondering, you sent out a pretty funny tweet last night about...
I did.
Yeah, mix motorboating and Jack Daniels. What I want to know is, can you sort of...
How was my motorboat? Was it all right?
I just want to know, can you talk about those moments, because you're a pretty active Twitterer, if you will, mm-hmm. and just those moments where you kind of maybe say something or let something go out to the Twitterverse that you think... Maybe I shouldn't have done that. I mean, do you ever have, like, serious moments of...
My husband does. He does. I'm like, babe, like... And he wasn't there to proofread, you know? So, but I don't care. I mean, I know who I am. And I think my friends and the people that, you know, support me... I hate to use the word fans. I like to say friends because, I don't know, I don't feel any different. It's kind of weird to say that. So, I mean, I think they know my personality, and I'm a goofball, and, you know, I have my serious side and my passionate side, and I have my crazy redneck country girl from small town Carolina side. So, but there's a whole lot going on up here.
Thank you very much.
Well, so short. Thank you all. All right.
Thank you.
We're
going to pose you here for a second.
I was like, what are you all doing?